Firstly, thank you for accepting my invitation and accepting to be on my show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me for your channel.
So I've gone through your profile and I came to know that you own an IT company, and I thought to tell about my audience who are following on his who are listening to me.
Yeah, great. So let me give you few details about me and about the company.
Sure.
So my name is Sanjay Kumar and I am from New Delhi, India. I did MCA in 2004, and after that I served three different companies for 10 years. And in these 10 years, I gained a lot of experience in different fields, in developing different type of apps, in marketing and in sales. And then in 2014, I started this company with the name Delligence Technologies Private Limited. We are providing mobile app development, web app development, and CRM implementation services to our global clients. We have clients from 30 different countries so far. And we provide services from starting to finish, like designing and then creating the wireframes and then converting those into a app, and then testing, releasing, and then providing maintenance services. So we, and also digital marketing services. So we are providing each and every services which are needed from an IT company in terms of web app development, mobile app development, and CRM.
Awesome. So you are into this since the last 10 years?
I am into IT from 2004. So I am in this field from last 17 years. 10 years I served different companies, and from last 7 years I am running this company.
Okay, so you said you have clients from 30 different countries. So what are the services that particularly that you are provide and that people from different countries will are taking it?
Yeah, so basically we are serving four different industries: education industry, online dating app, wellness app, and you can say meditation app, and last one is e-commerce app or retail sector. So we are serving our clients in these four sector, and we are developing custom app as per the client need. So client come up with their own requirement, we understand that requirement, we create a technical wireframe for those requirement, and then we develop the app, we release it on their server or on Play Store and Apple Store, and then we provide the maintenance and marketing services.
So your company is registered?
Yes, it's a private limited company registered in New Delhi.
So what are the applications that you have already created and which are popular and which most people are using right now?
Yes, so one of the app that we are working from last 4 year is playfactile.com. It's a web app, and it's for learning different things and having fun while learning. So the client is from USA, and in this app, teachers can create quiz games. They can create quiz games within minutes, and then they can get it played from their students. So Jeopardy style quiz game is the project, and the project has more than 2 million users. It has more than 1 million quiz games, and it's being played in 190 plus countries. So that is one of our product in education industry where students are learning along with having fun. And let me take another app which we have released recently. The name of the app is Cardadia. And the concept behind this app is like we can learn speaking any language only by speaking and listening, not by reading books and not by learning the grammar. So in this app, we can register ourselves, we can provide our skill level, like in English, what is our skill level, how we can speak English. And then based on our skill level, it will create different match, it will provide different profiles whom we can connect with. And after connecting with them, we can do chat, we can do audio call, we can do video call, and we can speak and start learning. So that's the concept, and the app support English and Spanish language as of now, and we are planning to add multiple languages in future.
So what is the size of your company, and what about your team, and what is the income of your company?
Okay, so the team size is 22 member, and regarding revenue, so last year it was around 300K USD.
So what type of applications that you develop? You already said web applications and mobile applications, only on Android or iOS or Windows?
Yeah, so Android app, iOS app, web app. And we have created some ready-to-use apps. One of them is Hookup For You. It's for dating app. People can purchase that app for only $48. And it's available for Android as well as for iOS. And it has most of the features of a dating app, like creating the profile, uploading photos, matching, and then chatting, audio, video call. And it also has paid subscription. And it also have Google Ads integration, AdMob integration into it. If anyone is looking for developing any dating app, they can purchase this code for $48. They will get the complete source code. They can customize, they can rename, they can rebrand, and they can add the other features if they want. And then they can release it on Apple Store and Google Store. Similarly, we have other apps. One is Meditation for Soul. It's for creating app where people can meditate. There is an admin interface from where admin can upload meditation. They can create different categories, and they can decide whether this meditation is on free basis or on paid basis. And so again, this app is also available for $48 only. And these apps are available on CodeCannon. And there is one more app, and it's AI based, artificial intelligence based. It's for chatbot, and it's for traveling purpose. Using that bot, we can talk with the bot in like voice as well as in text. And it will give the response what we have feed in our database. And anyone can purchase that travel bot for $48. They can change their content. They can use in a different manner. So, and the purpose of creating these apps was like people can get the basic app in very less time and in very less amount, and they can customize it, they can release it quickly, and they can test their idea, and if they think the idea is working, then they can enhance it as per their need.
So how much time you usually take to develop any application?
So it's like developing an app is similar to create an home. It depends on a lot of things, like one of our project, we are working on that project from last 4 years, and the team that is working on that project is 6 members team. The app was released 5 years back, and we started working on that app when it was already released, and we are adding new features. We are taking care of bugs if there are any bugs, and we are adding new features day in and day out. So we are continuously working on that app from last 4 years, and I am sure we will be work for many more years. So and there are apps which we have released within a couple of months. So it depends on the size and complexity of the project. It's not there is no fixed duration. So we can release and some of app we have released within weeks, like many meditation app where we have used our own code, which was already there. We have renamed, we have rebranded, and we just released it, and it was released within 1 week time. So it all depends on the requirement and complexity of the project.
What is the minimum and the maximum? You already mentioned that it depends on the requirement and the functionalities the functionalities and the features that are given by the client. So what the minimum and the maximum?
So minimum you can say 1 week if anyone wants a meditation app and he doesn't want any customization in the app that we have already developed, we can release it in 1 week time. We can change the name, we can change the branding, we can change the color scheme, all those things, and then using our client's account we can release it. So that is the minimum duration. And on the other hand, we are working on a dating app from last 7 months. It has a lot of features. We started it with our own dating app, but a number of features are that much that there are 3 persons who are working full time on that project, and from last 7 months we are continuously working on it, and it will get released in another 2 months time. And after that, we have already created a long list of features on which we will be working after releasing the first version.
So tell me about your team.
Yeah, our team is 22 members, and it includes people from all over the India. Some people are from Bihar, some are from MP, some are from Rajasthan, UP, and Delhi, Himachal. So we have people from all over the India, and our team size 22, and 8 or 9 are females. And rest are males, and it includes developers, project managers, sales team. We have one person in HR, we have one designer, we have 3 people in digital marketing team. So we provide from starting design development and even creating wireframes based on the client need. Usually client, they have the idea like this is what I want, but they don't know what will be different screens, and so they know their idea in a layman language but not in technical language. So we understand their requirement, we ask them many questions, and based on that we finalize the requirement, and then we create wireframes, we create designs, and then we develop, test, release, and then we provide maintenance and marketing services.
So what about the software management? Do you provide services even after creating the app and even after delivering the application to the client?
Yeah. Yes, yes. We provide server management services. We provide, you can see there are new mobile phones coming to market each and every day. And some of them, their height and width are not in same aspect ratio. So when iPhone 10 watch came, most of app, they had black bar in the top and in the bottom. So that was not a acceptable experience for the end user. So we need to continuously working on providing maintenance services where we are making sure that the apps are working as per the latest phones. And in iPhone, in Apple, in Android, there are new rules. Like previously in iOS app, there was a concept of web view, and now iOS has deprecated that. So we need to update our app. We need to follow the latest rules which are laid by these companies to enhance security, to enhance performance. And there are new versions like iOS. They keep on releasing new versions. Android, they keep on releasing new versions. And they are the main phones which are which works only with the latest version. So we need to make our app compatible to those latest releases. So we provide these services to our clients. But on the same time, we don't have any fixed contract like the client have to go for our maintenance services. It's their choice. We provide source code to our client. If they wish, they can continue with us. And if they wish, they can choose any other developer for their maintenance services.
So not every client have technical knowledge like you mentioned. So they come with the general perspective, general design that they have there in their mind. So when they come with that kind of a image, so how you explain them or how you take the idea of them and create the application which matches with their requirement.
Right. So for that, we ask a lot of questions to know what they want, asking different questions which they can answer some of them directly. And for many questions, they need to think themselves. And then they brainstorm themselves. And in some of the cases, they ask our idea. We provide what can be the best way to handle this thing. And then in partnership, we create the document, like this is what all you want. And once that document is in good shape, we can see that this document cover each and everything, and client is also agree with that document, we create wireframe. Wireframes are rough designs. They show how the screen will look like, what different element will be there, and when we will click on a button, what will happen next. So using that, the client can see the how the app will function, and then they can generate more and more ideas. We can add this additional feature. We can add one more option to the user. So we coordinatively co-create digital transformation. It's not we take their requirement and now we will meet you once everything is done. We keep on communicating. We keep on discussing the things. Even after we have discussed the requirement, we created wireframes, and now we are developing the app. Even in that duration, we keep on showing the developed part. Like, this is the part we have developed. We provide different demos and we take client input. Like, if you want any change, if you think that we should do it in a different way, and also to check whether we have understood his requirement correct or not, because it's software development, there is no physical product, it's conceptual product, and we cannot directly read anyone's mind. We need to talk, we need to discuss, we need to understand that what he is saying and we are understanding are same or not. For that purpose, we give demos to ensure that what he is asking, we are delivering the same thing. So that remain one purpose, and second purpose remain like when they see something in action, when they see different screens, different functioning screen, they come up with new ideas, which we can implement at that time only. And then we can have a better product, which will serve different clients, different users in a better way.
So tell me about the client and the software that they developed in your company, and also tell the cost management. What about how you will be costing them, and what will be the prices, and what will be some people come with they want service even after completion of even after delivery, so they don't know how to manage it, how to manage the errors that they get. So tell me about the cost and and about the clients that you have.
Yeah, so around 70% of our clients are from USA, and they are mostly small to medium sized companies, and in some cases they are individual person only. They had some ideas, they wanted to get some app developed, they wanted to create solution which will make this world a bit better, and some are small to medium sized companies registered in USA, and some of our clients are from Australia, UK, Switzerland. And regarding cost management, as I said, we work in agile methodology. In agile methodology, the requirements are not fixed, because we work on ideas, like we want something which will serve the users in this manner. And in that case, we cannot jot down each and everything, like there will be this screen and then there will be this screen. So it's not possible to finalize the requirement first, because ideas keep on coming on each and every day. And we demo the app to our client, and based on their input, we enhance it. And a lot of time we also provide our input. So to manage the cost, what we do is we write down the requirement, and based on that requirement, we provide estimate, like this app will need around 800 hours of efforts. And then we start working on, once the client approves, once the client says that I am fine with these estimates, then we start working on that. We provide them demo, like once we have developed 25% of app, we will provide demo, and then based on the demo, we will have new things, we will have some changes, we will have some new features, and then we keep on working on those. And to manage the costing, we work with trackers where they can see what on what we are working, what type of tasks we are working on, what screen we are working. So they see our screens, there remain different softwares using which they can see the work of our developers. They can everything is transparent. There are no hidden secrets. And based on the time tracked by the trackers, we charge our clients. And in most of the cases, when the requirement are not changed a lot, we meet the estimates. But in cases where when we started working on the project and then we add many new requirements, many new features in between, then the cost get increased from the estimates.
So tell me about your achievements.
Achievement, one thing is we are serving in education industry, and the purpose of our working in education industry is to transform how we learn the things. You and I, we went to schools and teacher were there with a stick in their hand, and there was punishment and there were rewards. So that system we have gone through, and we know that this system doesn't work. Education should be an opportunity to client, to the students. It should not be a burden. So that's the vision with which we are working in education industry. And two projects I shared with you, in Cardadia, we are allowing the users to learn the language without going through books and without going through the grammar. And that's the best way to speak any language. We cannot speak any language by going through books and by going through grammar and learning each and everything. We can speak language when we start speaking it, when we find someone who can tell us that this is this message is clear and this message is not clear. You need to say it in a different way, or he can tell us what we say this thing in English. So this is the best way to learn, and we are serving our users a lot. And another thing, I told you about meditation app. I believe people need meditation a lot in this time, and not only in this time, people need meditation every time. For me, meditation is like we take bath to clean our body. We bathe every day to clean our body. Similarly, to clean our feelings, clean our thoughts, we need to have meditation. So meditation is as necessary as bathing every day. So with this intention, we created this app, Meditation for Soul. So anyone who wants to increase meditation, who wants to create app for meditation, they can create app with very minimum investment, with minimum efforts, and they can start guiding their audience. And we have, using our Meditation for Soul, we have released more than 10 meditation app. So that's the type of work we are doing. We are, our vision, our context is to make this world a bit better every day. So with this concept, we are working, we are providing our services to our clients, and we are ensuring that our work makes this world better. So that's what we are doing.
So you was into IT and you worked for other companies before starting your own company. So how is that and how is this? Now you own your company and people are working under you and trying to reach the requirements of the client and having the deadline and giving the best and the quality service. How is this experience? You know, what you are observing as a human being you was into when you are working in a company, you have limitations. Now you created the limitations because you own your company.
Right. So, the first company with which I started my career, it was a great company, and it was not a very big company. The team size was around 30 members, but the people, the owners, the directors, they were great people. And I'll tell you one incident which happened in that company. So two people from a same company joined that company, and there were one more person from the same company who was interested to join the company I was working with. The owner of that company asked those two people, like, how big is your company? They said it's 8 or 9 members. And then he refused to take the interview of that third candidate because he said, like, from 8-9 candidates, we have already hired two. And if we will hire one more, we will take their 30%, 40% team. So there are chances that that company will suffer a lot. So we don't want that. We want that everyone succeed. We'll not take the interview of another candidates. We have already taken two people from that company. And the name of the person is Vinita Agdwal, and he never forced anyone to join early. He always says the candidates who were selected in that company, like, you fulfill your commitment in your current company. There is no need to ditch your company and come early. If your company release you early, you can join us early, but fulfill your commitment serve that company whatever your notice period is, and then you can join. So that type of values I have learned from that company. But after that, in serving different companies, I found that motive of companies remain to earn money, to get most out of their employees, and not to serve the employees and the client. And the purpose with which I started this company was to provide a space, provide a platform to young engineers who to explore their full capacity, where they can do whatever they want in a responsible manner. So with that purpose, I started this company, and we provide opportunity to our team members. We don't call them employees, we call them team members, and because they are they have the same say in the matter, and they are in what manner I am serving the company, they are also serving the company. They are equally contributing to in the growth and in the success of the company. So we all are team members, and our purpose is same. And so this is what I am providing to our team members, and what our team is providing to our client is transparent service, honest service, and we believe in service. We like money is not our priority. Priority is service, and we know that if we will serve our client well, money will come. Money is not the goal with which we work. We work with the goal that we need to serve our client well. So that's what we are doing.
So tell me about the security for mobile application or for web application. It's very important to have security. So tell me about the people, the clients that they are not every client have this complete knowledge about security, how they are going to manage and who are going to manage it, and how will you give the documentation to the client? Or there may be clients who don't understand the technical words and the technical terminology. So how the security, which is the major thing in technical industry.
Right, that's correct. Let me tell you about one of our client. He usually when he enters into his admin portal, many times he put one extra space before the username or after the username, or he type the username or password with caps lock on, and then he calls us, and then we tell him that the username and password is correct. You need to check whether, and many times he shares his screens, and we then can see what's missing and why the password or username is not working. And most of the time it's like he's making some small mistakes, and he is into 60s, and it's great that at this age he has learned computers, and he is managing this app, and the app is related to healthcare sector. So we are providing those type of things. And regarding the security, we ensure that we are following the latest trends, latest technologies, and we implement different type of security measurements on our servers. So that is one thing. And second thing is different technologies, different servers, they provide security releases. They provide new upgrades which contains security patches as well. So we recommend to all our clients that you should keep on getting these updates done. It's not software development or app development is not something which is one-time activity. We need to keep on adopting to new things, new versions, new releases. We need to update the app. We need to ensure that we are applying those security patches so that our app is secure. And in most of the cases, we maintain the app for our clients. We add new features, and while doing that, we keep on taking of these new version releases and new security patches, and if we find any loophole, we keep on fixing that. So this is how we maintain. And in some cases, client doesn't get their maintenance done by us. Even in those cases, we keep them on reminding, like, this is the new release of the software which we have used for your app, and you should get it updated. If you want, you can get it updated by us, or you can hire anyone to get it updated, but it's highly recommended that you should get it updated. So this is how we are taking care of security. It's very security is a very sensitive thing. If we'll lose the data of users which we have collected, that will be something very dangerous, very that we avoid in the best possible manner.
So Deligans, why this name, and why you want to put this name to your company after completion of your work as a employee?
Can you repeat?
You decided to start your own company after serving to a company for a long time. So you decided to start, and you decided to put a name for it. So Deligans is the name.
Did I?
So why that name, and what message it sends to the people?
So the name is a combination of two words. It's Delhi. Delhi is the place from where we are serving the our clients. And the second word is intelligence. So Deligans is a combination of Delhi plus intelligence. And the message, the thing which we want to tell to our client is we are here to serve you. We are, our purpose is to make this world a bit better every day. And if you also want the same, and which we believe that most of the people wants to make this world beautiful, make this world better, and to contribute, like even in your case, you are taking this time out. I'm sure you also have some purpose behind this, and you can say it in different word, but ultimately you want to make this world better. You want to contribute. So our message to our client is, if you want to make this world better, if you have some ideas using which we can serve different people, different communities, we will be working with you as a partner. We won't be working with you as a vendor. We will be working with full ownership. We will be guiding you. We will be providing our inputs, and we'll ensure that we and you together, we serve the humanity.
So what is your motto? What is if I'm asking you a single line which explains about your company, so what do you say?
It's very simple. If I talk about my motto, my goal, and if I talk about company's motto, company's goal, it's same. It's we make this world better. A bit better every day. So I know that one person can't change this world. There are a lot of issues, there are a lot of problems, and on the same time there are a lot of opportunities, but one person, one company can't make this change happen in a day. But what we can do is we can take different steps to make this world a bit better, and we can do that every day, and we are doing that.
So I'll put your website links and social media links in the description of this video. People who find the video can find the services that you're providing, and can if they like, they can they can collaborate with you and can continue being with you for a long time.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, and also as a person who worked in an IT company for a long time, and today you are a CEO of a company and managing and providing the services to the world. So as an observer, what do you say about the work that I'm doing right now? So have you seen any videos of mine on YouTube, and have you gone through my social media and websites and also podcasts?
Yeah, so I haven't gone through a lot, but I have gone through a few of them. And what I can see is you are doing a great job. You are you are connecting different people, like you have taken my interview, and I would say that whatever I have said, many of their things have been generated during this call. These were not there, which I have told you. So during this conversation, I have generated some new thoughts, some new ideas, and thank you for doing that. And now you will take my thoughts, those old one and the new one, and you will be sharing it to the world. So you are doing a great job, and I feel privileged that you have invited me and have done this interview with me.
So have you seen my previous videos?
Yes, couple of them, not every, but a few of them.
So I do interviews of the people who are into different professions, not only for IT, who are into different professions like nutritionist, police officer, army officer, like all other professions, authors of different books, and who are into different countries, US, Canada, Bangladesh, every country, almost 80 to 90 countries.
Yeah, I saw one interview which was regarding healthy diets, and the lady was from Canada. I watched one of the video. I believe it was an author from UK or some different countries from Europe. So I watched a few videos, and this is great. And I'm sure, like me, like I said, that few of the things I generated while talking with you. So you are making people think. You are making people think, like why they are doing what they are doing, and what can be the better way to do those things. So you are creating a lot of positive vibes in this world, and I'll say that keep doing that.
So this is my last question. So me talking with different country people who are into different professions, and who came with different experiences. So not every person have same experience. So yes, me collecting all those experiences, talking with completely different people who are in different, completely in different countries, different professions. So what do you think I'll get from this, and what do you think, tell me the contribution that I'm doing to this world, how it is going to be, and how it is going to be helpful for my growth, and for the development of the country, and for the better society and better world.
Yeah, so like I checked a few of your videos, and I learned a few new things, like how we can get better health without spending too much of money and too much of time. So that was one of the things that I learned from your video. And in another video, it's my first interview, and I am your videos, through your interviews, people are learning new things, and I can see that in my knowledge, you are the only person who are doing these type of things. There are people who are who are associated with news channels. So I'm not talking about that, but as an individual, as a person, you are the only one whom I knew who is doing this type of work. And like every idea start from very small level. You are doing those type of interviews, and maybe someday you will have a team, you will have You'll have interviews with thousands of leaders, thousands of people, and by these videos we can learn about each other. Like if I'll the example of TEDx, I believe you have heard about TEDx talks. So that is similar type of work, but that work is very popular now, and your work is not that popular. But we never know, like maybe after few years your work is as popular as TEDx. So keep on doing this work, and definitely you are contributing to people, to society, to country, and to the world. And yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so my thank you for coming to my show and telling about the services that you're providing. I'm sure in coming days you're going to do a lot many projects and going to give service to a lot of countries, not only for particular people. I want you to reach everywhere on this planet, and I want you to become I want you to serve as many people as possible in your life, and I hope you will manage the time that you have, and also the time. I really appreciate the team of yours for working very hard to give the quality service. So I hope you will continue doing the great work and make people keep inspiring people, and keep doing the great things, using the industry in which you are in right now.
Thank you for your best wishes, and thank you for your time.
So thank you very much, sir, for giving me your valuable time and telling about everything that you do. Can I put this audio and video clip on my YouTube channel with your permission?
Yes, you can do.
And also on my, can I put all this audio and video clip on my website, podcast, on social media, internet, everywhere with your permission?
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. Perfect. Bye.